It's interesting that as long as you identify with your personality, the things that get you uptight are your enemies. The minute you identify with your awareness, then the things that get you uptight show you where your awareness has still sticky fingers. It's like I have a difficult time with Caspar Weinberger. I mean, he's I'm sure he's doing what he can. It's just that he's wrong about most everything. And he's not evil. I mean, he's not a dark empire. He's just he's frightened. And he's a frightened teenager. So I have this puja table back in Boston, and on it I have various holy pictures. I have Buddha and Christ and Ram and Maharaji, Anandamayi Ma, Mary, Caspar Weinberger. In the morning, I light my candles and my incense. Good morning, Buddha. Good morning, Christ. Good morning, Maharaji. Anandamayi Ma. Good morning, Mary. Hello, Caspar. That gives me the clue of how far I have yet to go. See? Because I'm not going to be able to free Caspar till I can be with Caspar without closing my heart to him. Even if I say no to him and say, I think you're a jerk and I think you should change your way, the question is, will I do it with my heart open or not? See, when I look at Caspar, there's the body with the high collar, the nice old-fashioned Caspar, and then there's this personality, this sort of anal retentive. And then he's very smart. And then there's, then if I look again, and if I looked into his eyes, inside there, it's like inside the spacesuit. You know how when they go to the moon, they wore those spacesuits and they had those little windows? Well, that's what the eyes are. They're like little windows in the spacesuit. And you see somebody inside there. Are you in there? I'm in here. How did you get into that one? See? Right? This year, we have a foundation called the Seva Foundation, and there's a rotating chairmanship, and this past year I've been the chairman. So I found myself going to Nepal in order to instigate certain plans to facilitate the Nepalese getting rid of more blindness in Nepal. And in the course of that work, to do that, I went as chairman of the board of a granting foundation that is an NGO in Nepal, a non-governmental organization, like the Red Cross. I mean, we build hospitals and we have jeeps and all that kind of stuff and clinics and doctors and stuff. And I met with the Minister of Health. And I got into my blue blazer and red tie to be the chairman of the board. And I'm not going to tell them there are no adults present. I'm going to do it straight. And I go over and I'm going to really do it seriously. I'm a little frightened it might be toxic, you know, that I might get caught in it. Okay? Take myself seriously. I mean, at our board meetings, we have these big clown glasses, and if anybody uses the word serious, we have to put them on so we won't take ourselves too seriously in the work we're doing. So I sat down opposite the Minister of Health, and he had his entourage, and I had my entourage, and we had tea, and we all did nice things about the mountains and the weather. And I think I had softened him a little bit because of the name Ram Dass, which a little weird for a Western foundation to have somebody like that. And I had my beads, and he was eyeing all that. So we sat down, and he had his agenda. I mean, when you're the third poorest country in the world and you look at somebody that is a chairman of a funding agency, it's like Santa Claus. And he was the bureaucratic doorway for me to get through for things to happen. So I had an agenda, and he had an agenda. So our agendas were about to meet. right? And, you know, like, and I looked into his eyes, just in passing. I just happened to look into his eyes, and there was, it was like the spacesuit. There was another being in there. Are you in there? Far out. And we recognize one another, just as these two beings. And suddenly there was no chairman of the board and there was no minister of health. We're just two beings together on the earth. From then on, the whole meeting was like the minister of health was like the top hat in Monopoly, and chairman of the board was like the iron. And we were trading Marvin Gardens for the utilities. I'll throw in a hotel on Park Place. You know? And the more we played, the closer we got. And we just ended up in love. And I came back higher than I went. I thought, boy, I think it's working. I really think it's working. I think I'm no longer getting so caught in the drama. Because there was a role that would have really sucked me in usually. I mean, to do good for Seva.